Hello, everybody, and welcome to Into the Darkness, the podcast where I talk about horror movies that most people wouldn't even know existed. My name's Joe Farrar. I hope everybody is still staying safe out there with this pandemic going on. But if you have the time, you know, since a lot of people are still staying home and everything, you got a chance to watch some of these horror movies that I talk about. Last episode I played the very first episode of Into the Darkness because I was celebrating the I can't even believe that I've been doing this podcast for a year now. In celebration of that, I played the very first episode of Into the Darkness, and mainly because there's been a lot of people who, you know, been asking me why did I start this podcast, and I tried to tell them, you know, some people just won't go and down and listen to the first episode. You know, they always listen to the newer ones and stuff. And so I thought I would play it again just to let everybody know why I started this podcast. And quite a few listens on this last weekend. And appreciate everybody who listened in on that last week. Now, another thing I wanted to say is after a year, and I really don't know why it took me so long, but I am Into the Darkness is now on Twitter. So go on to Twitter and give me a follow. The more follows I get, maybe the more listeners to my podcast I can get. Now, but let's go on to the three movies I want to talk about this week. I got three pretty interesting movies. The first one that I want to talk about is a movie called Who's Watching Oliver? It was made back in 2017. It's rated TVMA, and it's about an hour and 27 minutes long. Now, Who's Watching Oliver tells the story of a mentally unstable loner lost in a life forced upon him. By night, Oliver aimlessly wanders the streets and bars on what can only be described as a truly shocking and humiliating killing spree. His only savior and possible way out of a life he has desperate to escape comes in the form of the beautiful Sophia, with her sweet and naivety to the dangers she has put herself in. This movie is directed by Richie Moore. He's only directed three movies, including a movie called Crazy Medicine back in 2017 and Screaming at Stars back in 2017. Now, this movie, it's won six awards, and very well-deserved awards. At the Fright Night Theater Film Festival, it won the festival prize. Russell Jeffrey Banks, the main actor in this movie, won Best Actor at that film festival. And then it also, at the Horror Hound Film Festival, it won the festival award for Best Feature. And at the Independent Horror Movie Awards, it won the February Award for Best Film. It also won at the Vancouver Badass Film Festival. It won the Badass Award for Best Actor, Russell Jeffrey Banks. And it won the Badass Award for the Best Film. It also won the Badass Award for the Best Supporting Actress, Sarah Malekul Lane. She's the one that plays Sarah. This movie stars, like I said, Russell Jeffrey Banks. He's been in 33 movies, including The Beginning of the End back in 2016, Dark Karma back in 2017, and a movie called Ghost House back in 2017. This movie also stars Sarah Malekul Lane. She's been in 34 movies, including Belly of the Beast back in 2003, a movie called Sharktopus back in 2010, and another movie called 12, 12, 12 back in 2012. And a movie that I saw not too long ago that I thought was really, it was kind of funny and pretty good. And it was called Cowboys and Dinosaurs back in 2015. Now, this movie also stars Margaret Roach. She's been in three movies, including Lumpin' the Third back in 2014 and Troy the Odyssey back in 2017. Now, this movie... Wow. All I can say is wow. Let's just say that Russell Jeffrey Banks, this guy is a great actor, an amazing actor, because all the actors in this movie are just fantastic, because they make you actually feel for them. You feel sorry for Oliver. You know he's doing bad, but it's not him. What this is Oliver. And he lives in his apartment alone, and he walks the streets, and he goes to this park. And now this park, this movie is made, I believe, in Thailand. He walks around through this park, and then he sits on the bench, and he looks around. I think he may be eating his lunch there, and then he spends the evening and walking around, and then he goes to these bars, and he picks up these hookers, and he takes them home. And now, you don't know why he does this until he goes home and turns on his laptop, and his deranged mother. He calls his deranged mother on FaceTime, and she makes him do some of the most diabolical, disgusting, evil things. And on the first prostitute that he picks up, spoiler alert, I'm not gonna tell you everything that happens through the whole movie, but this one. His first kill is he turns on the computer, and his mother wants him to screw her in front of his mother. And while he's screwing her, he slashes her throat. Now this woman is deranged. The woman who plays his mother is Margaret Roach. And you know, if there's an actor or an actress that makes you hate them, you know, to where you can't stand them, that they're good actors. And every single person in this movie is a great actor, because this woman was just disgusting. She made him do some disgusting things, and he doesn't want to do them. You know, and he keeps going to the park, and then to the bars, and brings these women home, and then he meets Sophia. Now this woman is gorgeous, and they start talking, and she asks, you know, she shows him that, you know, she likes him, and he starts falling in love with her. And so he wants to go home and tell his mother that he don't want to do this anymore, that he just doesn't want to do it. He's found someone that likes him, that he likes her, and he just doesn't want to do this anymore. But she's got control over his brain. I mean, she's got control over him, and he can't get away from her control. You know, she got control over him. And and one thing about it, though, is he's on drugs. He's on medicine that keeps him stable. And if he doesn't take the drugs, his true self comes out. And but this movie is it's a must see. You've got to see this. All horror fans have got to see this movie. Every actor in this movie is amazing, it's filmed well. Russell Jeffrey Banks is he performs his character where you feel sorry for him. You know he's doing wrong, and you know, for a minute there, you think he's actually wanting to do this himself, but then you find out that it's not him that wants to do it. It's his mother that's making him do it. And like I said, she makes him do some disgusting stuff. And the cinematography is great. The gore is very realistic. And I do strongly suggest that you, if you are a horror fan, which I figure if you're listening to this, you are, watch this movie. It's, let's just say, if it wasn't for the gore and the disgusting mother on the computer screen, this is just an all-out love story. He falls for her, she falls for him, and then some things happen, and she more or less, she changes him. One thing, the ending, you think there's the ending is where, you know, at the end of it, but then you got to watch the at the end of the credits, because the end of the credits is important to watch. It's something at the end of the credits where, you know, it describes everything. So watch this movie. It's a must-see. I give this movie a 10 out of 10, probably a 10 plus out of 10. You can see this movie on Amazon and Amazon Prime. It's on Vudu. You can rent it on YouTube. It's on Sling TV if you are subscribed to Sling TV, but you can also watch it on Tubi TV. Please watch this movie. It's amazing. So now the next movie that I want to talk about is a movie called Murder Set Pieces. It was made back in 2004. It's rated R and it's about an hour and 45 minutes long. Now this movie is about, it's set against Sin City, Las Vegas. Murder Set Pieces tells the story of a fashion photographer whose vocation is murder, a voyeuristic nightmare of blood, sex, and brutality. It stars Sven Garrett. He's been in 16 movies, including 2007's Final Engagement and Dances with Werewolves, also in 2017. It also stars a veteran iconic actor by the name of Tony Todd. He's been in 232 movies. He was in Platoon back in 1986, Colors back in 1988, and then he was in the remake of Night of the Living Dead back in 1990, but everyone knows him as the Candyman back in 1992. And he was also in Wishmaster, an amazing movie back in 1997. This movie also stars another iconic actor that I miss so much. You know, he passed away several years ago, and that's Gunnar Hansen. He's been in 30 movies, including the very first movie he was in was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre back in 1974. He played Leatherface. He was also in The Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers back in 1988, Campfire Tales back in 1991. He was in Chainsaw Sally back in 2004. I might talk about that movie sometime in the future. And he was also in a funny horror comedy called Brutal Massacre, a comedy, back in 2007. I know I'll probably be talking about that movie sometime in the future. And this movie also stars another iconic actor, Edwin Neal. He's been in 66 movies, including he was the hitchhiker back in Texas Chainsaw Massacre back in 1974. He was also in Future Kill back in 1985. I'm proud to say that I met him at one of the horror conventions, and I got a copy of Future Kill, and he signed it for me. He was also in JFK back in 1991. And he was in a movie that I talked about several episodes ago called Satan's Playground back in 2006. Now, this movie also stars a young lady. Well, she's not very young now because this movie's pretty old, but she was just a girl when this movie was made, and that was Jade Rizzer. She's only been in three movies, and I don't understand why she hadn't been in any more, because she was an amazing actress, except for the iconic actors, Gunnar Hansen, Ed Neill, and Tony Todd. She was pretty much the best actress in this movie. She's a little girl. She was in 2002's Sinister. Now, this movie's not about the Sinister that just recently came out several years ago, but she was in Sinister 2002. And she was in, let me see if I get this right, Sela Tarika back in 2010. Now, this movie is about a photographer who, he's dating Jade's sister, and he really doesn't give her really any attention at all, but and his sister Jade, the little girl, she picks up on it and tries to tell her, you know, that she don't need this guy, that there's something about him that she doesn't like. And but her sister won't listen to her. And sure enough, you know, he's real cold to her and everything, but I don't really understand why she would want someone like that anyway, because she was pretty good looking too. But at night, he would go out and pick up these hookers and coerce them into a hotel room or something, and then he would start taking their picture, you know, getting them to loosen up a little bit, and then he would have sex with them, and then he would kill them. And he's weird. This guy's just weird. And I can't remember if it's a weight room or what, but it's or basement or what, but he goes, he's got an entrance through his closet, and he's got all kinds of decomposing bodies in his room, or in this room, and heads, you know, and skeletons and skulls and body parts and blood everywhere. And Jade tries to tell her sister, and she just won't listen. So she starts investigating herself, and she finds this room. And he starts chasing after her. This movie, there's a lot of people who don't like it. I like the movie mainly because of the iconic stars that's in it, and the acting of the girl that plays Jade Risser. The guy who plays the serial killer is not the best actor in the world. I don't think, anyway. But this movie, it's okay. You know, the gore effects is pretty good in it. The DVD that I had, the sound was of them when you try to hear them talking was a little low, whereas the music and the sound effects would be real loud. Now, I'm not sure if that was the people who actually edited the movie, or if it was just the DVD, but the production value is okay. The cinematography is all right, but I just really like the performance of Jade Rizzer and the iconic actors, Gunnar Hansen, Tony Todd, and Edwin Neill. And I mean, they're fantastic in this movie. There's a part in, Gunnar Hansen plays a mechanic who sells this serial killer a gun. And Tony Todd plays a it's an adult video store or adult bookstore that sells videos. And he comes in there to look for a snuff film that is actually the name of another movie that this director that directed this has actually made. But he was looking for a snuff film, and Tony Todd keeps telling him, you know, this is an adult bookstore. We don't have anything like that. He starts getting off, going off on him and everything. And then these robbers come in. And this and that happens. And the serial killer saves the day. And Tony Todd is all grateful for what he does. And then he goes and does some really terrible things to him. But that part was more like a Quentin Tarantino like standoff, and I liked that. That was pretty good. And then Edwin Neal, he plays a good Samaritan who picks up Jade, and towards when he takes her where she wants to go, he calls her back to the car as she's getting out, and he says hitchhiking. He tells her how hitchhiking is dangerous, and it's just, since he played the hitchhiker in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it's just funny. But this movie is okay. Now, I know there's a lot of bad reviews about it, but I liked it. I didn't like the acting of the serial killer, but you know, all the other actors were really good, and it's just a low budget slasher film. So I give this movie a 9 out of 10. Do give it a chance if you haven't seen it. A lot of horror fans probably have seen this. But if you haven't, I'm going to give it a chance. You can get this movie on Amazon and Amazon Prime. And also you can rent it on Netflix. They just have it on DVD. You can't stream it. So yeah, check that movie out. And so I'll be talking about another, I guess you could say it's a horror comedy, that it's, but it is strange. And I'll be talking about that movie right after this short break. Now, the last movie I want to talk about is a horror comedy called Dave Made a Maze. It was made back in 2017. It's not rated, and it's about an hour and 20 minutes long. Now, this movie is about Dave, an artist who has yet to complete anything significant in his career, builds a fort in the living room out of pure frustration, only to wind up trapped by the fantastical pitfalls, booby traps, and critters of his own creation. Now, this movie was directed by Bill Watterson. He's only directed this movie, so he did a pretty damn good job at this, because this movie is hilarious. This is the only movie that he's directed. Now, this movie has won 16 awards and has had 6 nominations and well-deserved awards. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them for the reasons of the time, but I will give them a couple of shout-outs. At the Boston Underground Film Festival, it won the Audience Award for Best Feature. And at the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films, it won the Saturn Award for Best DVD/Blu-ray Release. Now, this movie stars, let me see if I can get her name right. It's Mira Rohit Kambalani. She's been in 26 movies and TV shows, including Deadline back in 2014. Octopus back in 2015. She was in one episode of Life in Pieces back in 2016. And she was in one episode of The Mindy Project back in 2016. This movie also stars Nick Thune. He's been in 45 movies, including 2007's comedy Knocked Up, 2012's Dream World. He was in a movie called The Possession of Hannah Grace back in 2018. And he was also in the superhero movie called Venom back in 2018. And this movie also stars Kirsten Vangus. Excuse me if I don't pronounce her last name right, but she's been in 34 movies and TV shows, including Sometimes Santa's Got to Get Whacked back in 1998. She was in Serena's Song back in 2011, but she's most famous as in Criminal Minds. She's been in 321 episodes of that TV series from 2005 all the way up until they canceled the show this late earlier this year. Now this movie, let's see, what can I say about it? I guess you could say it's in the horror genre on IMDb, and it's about this artist who builds a fort in his living room. His wife comes home and she sees his boxes built up in this in their living room, and you know, it looks like a regular child's fort. You know, it's got enter in the front of it with where the door is at. It's got a chimney made out of cardboard. There's smoke coming out of a vent on the side of it. And she's wondering what in the world, where he's at. And then she hears his voice. And, you know, she starts talking to him. And he says that he's in the fort. And she starts to come in there. He said, no, don't come in here. It's not finished. And you know, things happen. And he's talking to her and everything. And they decide to call one of his friends. Well, she calls him, and he happens to bring a whole house full of people, including a camera crew, film crew. And the film crew, his wife, and three of his friends, go into this fort, and come to find out it is huge. I mean, they've got rooms. And each room has a trap has traps in it. And what I like about it is there is killing in it. What I didn't like about it was that there is no blood. When people get killed, like the woman who's in Criminal Minds, Kristen, she gets her head chopped off by this. I guess you'd call it a pendulum. And instead of blood coming out, it's ribbon. Not ribbon, but yarn. Red yarn. And little bitty origami birds. I'm not sure if they're swans or what, but they're just little bitty origami birds. They're red. And it starts flying in the air. And the yarn hits the people who are standing around. And you know, so the blood is yarn, and sometimes it's origami, red origami birds. There is a part where they walk into this one room, and they turn into these paper bag puppets. And they're just trying to find out where, I think they've already found Dave at that time. And Dave and all the other ones, they turn into these paper bag puppets. And when they're in this room, and then they come out of the room, and they're back to normal again. But the horror part about it, I guess, is the fact that a minotaur, if a lot of people don't know, a minotaur is a muscular man with a bull's head. And some mythology, I can't remember if it's Greek mythology or what, but the Minotaur guards the mazes, and this Minotaur is chasing after them. And so they got to go through this maze and try to, he's got to finish it. For some reason, he's got to finish it. And he can't get out, and they can't get out, and they can't get rid of the Minotaur until he does finish it. And he has to build a chrysalis out of cardboard to destroy this this Minotaur, and to finally get out of the maze. But it's an ingenious idea. It is got a horror element to it, but it's more of a comedy than anything else, because, you know, like I said, there's no blood. There's some really crazy, funny parts in it, and it's just a downright stupid, cheesy comedy. And I strongly suggest it, because probably about the first 15, 20 minutes, I said, man, you know, maybe I just picked wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have watched this one. But the further along it went, I just loved it. And I give it 10 out of 10, you know, easily. A lot of you horror fans out there, you know, you may not think it's any good or anything. It is considered a horror comedy. But it's really good. The girl who gets her head cut off that's in the Criminal Mind, she also becomes a gigantic marionette that's built out of cardboard. And and Dave, his left hand starts turning to cardboard. So I love the idea. The cinematography is great, and the acting is really good. Special effects, you know, it's not that much special effects in it. It's really good. It's funny. And there's probably a movie that the whole family can watch. But I do strongly recommend it. And so you can get this movie at Amazon and Amazon Prime, as always. You can watch it on iTunes, and it's on Vudu. You can rent it on YouTube. If you're a subscriber to Sling TV, it's on Sling TV. But it's also on Tubi TV. That's where I watched it at. And so, just to recap, the first movie I talked about is Who's Watching Oliver? 100% got to watch this movie. It's on Tubi TV, and it takes nothing to download that app and watch it. The actors in this movie are amazing. And the guy who plays Oliver is a fantastic actor. And as well as girl who plays Sophia, and his mother is, even though she is she's only on it on the screen of his computer, and that's it. But this woman is disgusting. The character is disgusting. So, watch this movie. You got to watch. If you don't watch any of these three, watch this one. This one is amazing. Who's Watching Oliver? And go download. If you don't have Sling TV, or if you don't want to rent it, you know, download Tubi TV and watch this movie. I'm not sure how long it's going to be on there. They've taken some movies off that I've had saved that I was going to watch, and they do take some movies off after a certain amount of time. So if you can, watch this movie. It is amazing. I hope that you all get to see these movies that I talked about this week. I hope you enjoyed the posting, I guess you could say, of the very first episode last week. And anybody who didn't like that, I apologize, but I think I may have gotten some few new listeners by doing that. So I hope you all did enjoy that, and I hope you get to watch these movies. You can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and at anchor.fm/Joe Farrar. And I know everybody is probably hurting for money, but I am taking a listener sponsorship. If you want to donate, there is a link in the podcast description or the episode description page where you can go and donate. You can donate 99 cents a month or $4.99 or $9.99, and you can cancel any time. And what I'm really hoping I can do is if I can start getting some listeners, I'm thinking about trying to get some merchandise. Little things like t-shirts, coffee mugs, keychains, things like that. But I won't be able to do that unless I can get some money saved up. So if you all can donate to that, it would be really appreciated. And I hope everybody is staying safe. And remember, Into the Darkness is now on Twitter. So go to Twitter and give me a follow. So everybody stay safe. And until next time, keep it scary.